We rely on critical information from the government during hurricanes and afterward for help with impacts like flooding. But what if, like 39,000 households in Orange County, you don't speak English? Will you get the information you need? As part of our series Central Florida Seen and Heard, Rising Water, reporter Joe Burns has more.
Warmer seas, wetter air, and slower-moving hurricanes carry the promise of even more inland flooding. A report published by the American Meteorological Society shows that in recent years, freshwater flooding accounted for more than half the deaths caused directly by U.S. hurricanes. Local dangers like flooding and storm surge are often far from the center of the storm. For Floridians, warnings about those dangers can be a matter of life or death. The Census Bureau estimates 570,000 Florida households don't speak English. Most of those speak Spanish. Teresa Chacon is one of those Floridians. During Ian, she listened to Spanish broadcasts but learned what it might mean for her family shortly before the storm hit when firefighters visited their mobile home park in Apopka.
Los bomberos llegaron a avisarnos que teníamos que evacuar porque pues era una zona de alto riesgo.
They brought flyers urging evacuation from a high-risk zone.
En inglés, por supuesto.
Fortunately, her daughter could translate. A failure to reach out to non-English-speaking people in their language before, during, and after hurricanes has experts, like Claire Knox at the University of Central Florida, scratching their heads. She analyzed the 6,000 tweets from Florida's local emergency managers around Hurricane Irma back in 2017. Half of 1% were in Spanish.
It was shocking for us as researchers to see that very few of the tweets were in any language other than English.
5 years later, during Hurricane Ian, 1% were in Spanish. Community leaders say non-English-speaking residents are vulnerable because of language and cultural barriers and distrust of the government. In a review of Hurricane Ian, the state found no problem here. It rated communications a strength, not an area for improvement. Solutions are in the works. Bipartisan legislation would improve hurricane alerts for non-English speakers, along with seniors and disabled people. A new FEMA campaign in six languages carries messages on flood risk and flood insurance. And this year, the National Hurricane Center will give all its public advisories in Spanish. Some emergency managers in Central Florida are also trying to reach immigrant communities. Stephen Lerner in Seminole County says they use contractors to translate local alerts.
Obviously, getting the message into another language doesn't happen as quick as it does in English, but it happens very soon after.
They work with trusted community agents, including local grocery stores, to help Spanish-speaking residents prepare and get help. At Hope Community Center in Apopka, Felipe Sosa Lazabalet says staff and volunteers tried to bridge the communication gap during Ian with calls, texts, flyers, and phone lines.
Our community, mostly immigrants, did not know the information, perhaps even didn't know that there was a hurricane coming.
He says the center works closely with the city of Apopka and Orange County. In Orla Vista, near Orlando, 81-year-old Gladys Forbes sat in her flood-damaged home and spoke in Creole, with the help of an interpreter, about her experiences during Ian. She had no idea what was coming.
Eh bien, just mal couché, et puis...
She went to sleep, went to bed. It was raining, and then all of a sudden, water is in the bed.
She was rescued through a window and taken away in a boat. Since then, Forbes says she's had no communication from the government, except to cancel her food stamps and Medicaid after her insurance paid out. Joe Burns, Central Florida Public Media.